So, yeah, no, I was thinking also about the issue. I guess, Thanos, the ibrutinib is given indefinitely, correct?
Yes. Of course, we need to have trials to investigate ibrutinib and other BTK inhibitors in combination with other agents where we could evaluate a fixed duration of treatment. And I believe, for example, a combination of a BTK inhibitor with an anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody may provide such an opportunity, especially a three-drug combination, for example, with a proteasome inhibitor.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that in terms of duration, Steve. Obviously, you know, CLL, you know, it's an issue, the fact that patients have to take the therapy indefinitely, although now you're seeing short-term treatment, like with venetoclax and ibrutinib, for example. Do you keep these patients on ibrutinib indefinitely, or do you give them holidays?
No, we keep them on indefinitely, and that's really important for our community oncologists and colleagues to know. Because when you stop the drug, the disease does progress. You see the IgM go up, you see the hemoglobin go down. And in fact, it's hard to get the horse back into the barn if you stop the therapy. Sometimes it can take many, many months before you can get that IgM back down to its nadir. So we're very, very conscious these days about the hold periods. We used to be, you know, we used to hold ourselves to a 7-day before procedure and 7-day after procedure hold periods. But we realized we were doing a disservice to patients. So it's important to talk to the surgeon or whoever's going to be doing the procedure, figure out, you know, how morbid it's going to be, how much blood loss is anticipated. And if it's a minimal procedure, try to tailor your hold periods around that. And in some cases, we've even been able to use an alternative to a surgical procedure to get at the problem. And, you know, I think that may be even more desirable. So hold periods around ibrutinib can be problematic.
That is really amazing that a weak hold actually could be a problem.